Because of the following special program, Wonder Woman and the Incredible Hulk will not be presented this evening.
It's time to get all your Star Wars news in a single file. This is Making Tracks. Here are your hosts, Mark Newbold and Dave Tree.
That's not true. That's impossible.
It's in figures. So as I mentioned, bread and butter of the line. We announced a lot of these for the Han Solo movie, a lot of our fall 2018 items, and then some more at Comic-Con. So you're seeing here kind of this back row of Han Solo figures, the Imperial Patrol Trooper, L337, Rio Durant, and Val. Finishing out for 2018 our Han Solo line. Some classic ones. We always talk about this. You know, it's a balance of getting out the new entertainment, and obviously, you know, now we heard the announcement last night about more information on the John Favreau execution. So multiple forms of entertainment, but we obviously have to balance them with getting the classics out. So had never done Leia Hoth or Lando in his skiff guard outfit, so getting those out. And then obviously Dengar finishing out the Bounty Hunter set. In the front row, we see two items announced and revealed at San Diego Comic-Con, helping us to bring that Rebels set to a close. And then these two are actually being seen for the first time here in the U.S. We announced and revealed Han Solo in his Mimban Trooper disguise at Mexico Unboxing Toy Convention, and we announced Dryden Voss at Canada Fan Expo. So we mentioned at San Diego Comic-Con that we would be doing that. Basically, we realized, you know, this is a global business. Fans around the world love Star Wars. Why are we only going to San Diego Comic-Con? So we wanted to go to more events.
Mexico
and Canada. We'll be at a few more later this year, and we'll talk about those.
And
on
those announcements are usually kind of like one or two figures. And it's not like, oh, is that all they're announcing? It's because we're taking that full amount of announcing, just kind of spreading it around a bit.
Yeah,
so it's cool.
Absolutely. So those are 6-inch figures. Now, we also announced at San Diego Comic-Con our new line of archive figures. So this is very exciting to me. So this came out of kind of this thought and this insight of, we talked to a lot of fans who are like, these are all great. Like, I definitely want these, but how can I have Dengar without Boba Fett or IG-88?
Yeah.
Is that right? Bosk. Yeah, those are the ones that we did. We did this year. We need all of those as well. You know, how can we have F4 Leia that you guys did in 2016 without that F4 Luke Skywalker pilot? So we announced that archive line, and we had a lot of conversations about the right way to get those figures back out into the line. And so we settled on kind of a new packaging style. We'll actually be in a live stream on sci-fi.com tomorrow at 5 p.m. showing that packaging and talking about that process for the first time. We didn't want to just re-release the figures, because then people who bought them the first time are kind of like, well, you know, I went to all that effort. Like,
what the hell am I going to do with this 9mm figure now?
Exactly, yeah. So that's kind of how we settled on the archive execution. But for our existing fans, obviously applying that photoreal deco, as we discussed. That's our first wave, the ones that we announced at San Diego Comic-Con. But under these beautiful black boxes are our fall 19 wave. So our new additions to the archive line. So we'll do a little drum roll. This will get irritating.
Exactly.
Our first archive for fall of 19 is, you can't have Luke Skywalker without his Jedi Master Yoda. So I think this is the first time, no, Luke at Comic-Con had the photoreal deco, but Yoda is the first time in the archive line that we're applying the photoreal deco to a creature.
Yep.
So obviously, key character. We should say, we talked about this in the last session, kind of how we choose which items go into the archive line. It's a combination. It's conversations with fans. It's comments on the sites. We do read those, like, early in the morning. We read them all. It's seeing kind of what they're selling for. If there's a figure that's selling for $150, like, that shows that there are fans out there that want them. And then we also just kind of put it through a prism of, like, you know, this is our greatest hits. This is our Hall of Fame. Like, which characters, which figures do we feel like are amazing figures and deserve
and
to
be
there?
And it's cool because Yoda kind of hit the sweet spot of all of those. He's not the most expensive on the sort of tertiary market, but you know, he's hard to get. He's a classic character, and in my opinion, needed an update in terms of deco.
Yeah.
And so the photoreal on Yoda, especially with his large eyes, really, really get a good job on him. So I'm really excited that he's going to come out and be the definitive Yoda.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's improving, so that's good.
So he's the first in our Fall 19 archive line. Also rounding out the archive line, you can't have Yoda or Luke Skywalker without...
R2.
Oh, that's true.
That's the next, you know, we did.
So we did talk about him. That's another good thing. So we obviously just released R2 in the 40th anniversary line last year, so we were like, well, maybe give him a few more years.
Yeah.
But almost as good, Anakin Skywalker, obviously. On the secondary market, obviously kind of central to the whole Star Wars line, on very expensive on the secondary market.
Yeah.
Anakin Skywalker, again, with the photoreal deco applied to both of his heads, coming with that same alternate
crazy
head.
Yeah.
So he
does the alternate head have Sith eyes, or what is
it? It'll have Sith eyes. Yeah. So again, taking advantage of that photoreal, especially on expression faces, kind of cool. So we don't often do many expression faces.
Absolutely.
So he's a good one.
Yeah. Ooh. And then our final one that we're announcing today. So this one's kind of cool. We realized, you know, we released both of these in the normal 6-inch figure mainline expression, but we released figures elsewhere as well, in, you know, convention exclusives, in, you know, different price points like these characters. And we wanted to give those kind of a second shot as well. So our third one for the fall of 19, we'll get rid of the whole front is our Biker Scout Trooper.
Oh,
so that's good.
Yeah.
So thank you. So that guy was obviously released in 2013 along with the speeder bike. And some people got him then, but we realized that, you know, if you don't want the speeder bike, you just want the character. Bringing him out, Troop Builder, obviously OT character, so excited to bring him to the archive.
I think he's probably my favorite trooper design.
He's my favorite character in the entire universe.
Right? That's fantastic. Okay, that's why.
We recovered from the art.
You've outdone yourself.
I thought he was going to have to go out the window.
There we go. So our archive line for fall of 19, and again, tune into the live stream for a discussion about the packaging. And now I will hand it off.
You will hand it
off.
So you can see we've got the Dewback and Empress Nest swoop bike there. You know, we've been doing different price points from the regular $19.99 for a while now. We've had Rey Speeder, we've had Luke Speeder. You know, we've had, if you go further back, we've had the sort of $40 deluxe version. And, you know, we've always been kind of somewhat restricted in sort of $19.99 in terms of like what can fit in the pack, what can we afford for $19.99. And we've put out a couple of exclusive Moloch and Gamorrean Guard at a sort of higher price point that got more plastic and more soft goods and all that kind of stuff, which has gone really, really well. So we've decided to kind of start doing the larger figures, the figures that people have been asking for and we haven't been able to deliver. So underneath this slightly larger black box, we have our first reveal for today, which is a larger figure. It's going to be $29.99. It's going to be mainline, so it's not going to be an exclusive. And I'm going to ask kind of, what is the first larger figure that you would expect us to have to do? Because we've been asking for seemingly years.
Wampa?
Yeah, I was going to say Wampa.
It's
not that.
This is new. So this isn't an archive.
Oh, yeah.
Re-release.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't in the archive line?
This is new.
Oh,
this is brand new. Oh, I'm just going to...
Oh, yeah.
It's not R2.
Jabba's Palace.
Grievous. So Grievous was something we've been wanting to do for ages and ages and ages. And we could fit him in here. He just wouldn't have four lightsabers, and he wouldn't have the cape, and he wouldn't. And it's a cape with different colors either side, so it's double stitching. So we said, okay, let's do the $29.99. Number one, you know, probably the number one requested 6-inch figure that people have been asking for. He has split arms, so you can actually fold the arms back in, so it creates two arms, or splits open to have the four arms. Comes with all his lightsabers, as I said, double stitched cape. He'll have pockets in the cape to kind of keep all the accessories. It's probably, this is a prototype, so it's not posable, but I think it's like 28 to 30 points of articulation, so our most articulated figure. He's crazy, crazy good. Love him.
Are the blades removable from the hilt?
Yes, so you can pop those back in there. So at last, I can tell people shut up when they keep asking. Where's Grievous? So he's here. So this will usher in a new kind of skew wave of figures, of slightly larger ones that we'll be able to do.
And Steve touched on this, but he is actually our most requested figure.
Yep.
We actually did, I don't know if you guys know, 2 years ago we did kind of a research study through Hasbro Toy Shop that got posted on, I think, Jedi Temple Archives. Mm. And Grievous was on there. He was the most requested. And we were banging our heads against our wall and we were like, let's just release them at $30 and do them right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we want to do them right. And so he'll introduce some new prequel figures that we've kind of hinted at, which we'll see between now and the end of the year being revealed.
Will his packaging design size be much different than the standard size?
It'll probably fit into the same pattern as
the Gloria.
Same design, slightly deeper, slightly wider.
Okay. Has to be.
Have you been surprised by the Gamorrean's success? Because that's like the figure that everyone has.
It is. I am and I'm not. It's like, it was, it's a great figure.
Yeah.
It's a great, great figure. I think, I just wish I could have got the photo real on it. I couldn't get the photo because of the way his eyes are too recessed to be able to kind of do that process.
5 years from now, we will announce the archive version.
There you go. You guys are business plan. So we were kind of inspired by the prequels and kind of all the prequel love that's kind of coming back, and we were kind of looking back, and the Clone Wars was being, was announced, and we look back at that Clone Wars, we look back at the earlier, I can never say the guy's name, Tartakovsky?
Tartakovsky.
I'm going to call him Tarty. Tarty's animation series, which is kind of cool. And as you know, the Black Series takes any sort of stylization of an animated character and makes them into real life, as if it's stepped off the live-action movie. So we had some fun with an exclusive that was coming to Walgreens in spring. Fall. I'm sorry. I'm
fall
terrible.
19.
And so we're just going to announce that to go with that, we've got Obi-Wan in clone armor, which is, I keep saying he was my favorite. He's one of my favorite exclusives this year, just because it's an EP3 Obi-Wan's face sculpt with photoreal, so he's really cool. And I just love the Tarty's armor and just the way that the robes kind of flow with it. So he's kind of cool. So you can kind of have those two at it.
I think Pierre was your favorite at Comic-Con, so he's got a single tear
Pierre,
going
poor
down his
Pierre.
Plastic face.
More like Pierre. Pierre's so like that.
Obi-Wan's a Walmart exclusive.
Walmart exclusive.
Walgreens exclusive.
And mainline. Cool. That's that. All right. That's everything. Yep. And we're going to go over to
the Gorilla.
You just said it's Walgreens. Obviously, we don't have many Walgreens elsewhere. So, will there be availability across the rest of the world on this?
any distribution questions I've got?
Or maybe it'd be like a Walgreens online?
What
about international?
Yeah, absolutely. So any retail exclusive where the retailer isn't in that country, they're allowed to bring him mainline in other ways, find a different retail partner. So a Walgreens exclusive, if you do not have Walgreens in the UK, it does not mean you won't get him. Now, obviously we know we have, we work through our distribution challenges. No retailer comes forward, it can be mainline. So it's just figuring that out. There's obviously a lot of complexities, but yes, we are going to try to get him to the UK.
Yeah, because we can get them, but you have to go through specialist suppliers, and it just causes all sorts of.
It's not a question of us not.
Exactly. That's kind of where I was.
So it's exclusive to the States, but
it's
not.
It's exclusive
to Walgreens in the States, and any other country that has Walgreens.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, it's basically like Grievous. Like, if a retailer wants to take him exclusive, great. If not, then if they're able to bring him mainline, they will.
Right. Brilliant.
And he'll be at the standard $20 price point.
Yep.
Yes.
Because I think that's an important message for us to publicize. Because there's this perception that it's not even being thought of.
It's always allowed. It's
just show you my calendar. We've got lots of meetings about just how to figure it out.
Yeah.
And those
doors open.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Warwick Davis, and you're listening to Fanthatrax.
All right.
Absolutely. All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
Let's go down and scale. Or up in size. So the barge, I'm sure a couple of you have heard about the barge. It's been an incredible success. I've been so grateful and so happy that we've managed to do this. This in fact is one of the very few EPs, so engineering prototype that's come in from the vendor. It comes into us and it's like the first shot, the first go at the vendor kind of working with all the artists that are there, putting it all together. And they send it to us and they go, what do you think? Tear apart, look at it. And we expect things to be loose, we expect things not to fit, we expect things to be wrong. But we just kind of wanted to share with you guys, what it looks like. There are some things we need to improve. I need to make sure that this sail's getting taut. But overall, as I put this together, I was like, wow, for an EP, this is pretty good. It all fits together nicely. The deco's looking good. It's missing some of the texture. We still got to put sort of engraved wood texture and metal plating textures in there. But that's where we are. So we're kind of working on
packaging and checking out the EPs. We've got, as you're probably aware, the sort of monthly sort of updates with videos and things like that. We've got a special sneak peek at the panel on Sunday at the next one, which is really cool. So I just wanted to make sure you kind of saw it. And, you know, we've got a yak, we've got our samurai in there, and we've got Klaatu. This, I'm so happy with this guy. So this is actually... Yeah, this is actual kind of first shot. So, you know, we're getting... Sometimes when we do prototypes, we put washes on it, and it's like, it's never going to look like that. But actually, Klaatu, actually, you'll see in a minute in his pack. Shh, I've already spoiled it. I'm really pleased that we're actually starting to get really close to when we do what we do on the prototype. So I'm really happy that we're kind of marrying that together. And you can see, you know, these are still prototypes, but, you know, we've got the new Trooper there, we've got the Death Star Gunner, we've got Lando, all the sort of new... three-quarter wrench. So
and the stand is just where there's acrylic legs. Those
yeah,
are,
these are acrylic legs. So these are removable. So if someone wants to work really hard to get it to hover or up high, yeah, they can. Okay. But yeah, and you know, the sails come off. It's coming together really well. So I'm really, really happy with that.
I think we have in there the Leia Bush as well. Was revealed Mexico Unboxing Toy Convention. So this is the first time she's being shown. With the photoreal deco, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah, photoreal deco. Yeah. She will be the first figure in vintage to have that photoreal deco.
She will.
Yeah,
yes, she will.
So, yeah, that's good. First time shown in the U.S.
Okay, so I'm going to do this top one, aren't I? That's right.
Yep.
So,
our cake boxes.
I don't know whether you've noticed. I'm sure you have. Is that everyone's gathering all their figures in readiness? It's almost like having a new baby. You're kind of getting the nursery ready. Everyone's like gathering in. Oh, I've got my skiff. I've got this guy. I've got all this stuff. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. And people are putting pictures out on Facebook of just the table with like nothing on it. Brilliant. So, you know, we're going to try and help sort of kind of bring new figures. We've got Klaatu and Yak Face, and we want to kind of bring back a few figures to sort of help out with that. And I've mentioned that if we bring back new figures, it's an oxymoron. If we bring back existing figures, they'll keep their VC numbers. So we're going to re-release the Gamorrean guy. So make sure that he's available. He'll be a shared fan exclusive.
I don't know.
Yeah. So hopefully people will be able to get hold of him, because I know you need lots of these guys to kind of fill up the barge. So, and without telling too much, we've got other things in the pipeline to kind of help with the barge experience, to deck out your nursery, your new baby, when he or she comes. So there we are.
Absolutely. So under these cake boxes right here, so Steve spoiled the surprise. But no, we actually talk a lot at Hasbro about how we do this whole dog and pony show, right? Like, do this thing about new product reveals. And then the packaging, literally, it just shows up on a shelf somewhere, like usually in Asia, because they're obviously closest to where we produce it. And like someone snaps a picture and it's like, that's kind of a miss. We actually had a brainstorm about how to like, you know, bring you guys more information. So we realized we should start, you know, sharing that with you in a more intentional way. And especially with the vintage collection where, you know, the packaging is as important as the product. Like, it's that 41-year legacy, like those, you know, that same structure, that blister card that we all knew when we were kids. So we're going to start doing that and revealing, you know, it's just kind of a bonus reveal, basically, of the packaging for our vintage figures. So all of these guys were seen at San Diego Comic-Con, all of our 2018 items. But our first wave of 2019 that has Leia Bush and Salt Moray, Klaatu, and the Scarif Stormtrooper. We've got the packaging right here, and we'll show it to you right now. So, first one up is, hopefully I don't knock it down. Oh, there. Oh, nicely done. We can turn the other boat. So, there we go. So, up. So, our first one is Klaatu. So you can see him right there, exactly. And Steve can tell you a little more about the inspiration.
Look at the wash. You actually got the wash. That's cool. So, personally, this is an incredible journey for me. I collected all these and kind of, as a kid, I didn't even really think about what went into the packaging. It was just, that's a cool picture. Mm-hmm. When we went back to do these, we obviously went to Lucasfilm and went into the archives and said, okay, we need that picture of Klaatu. You know, that one. And they go, oh, here's all the Klaatu images. Here it is. And it's like, it's cropped like here. You know, and it's just like, and then when you look back at that, you know, being a graphics major, I look at that and go, that's really bad the way it's made. It's terrible. And we were like, to our packaging team, say, make it the same as that. And they go, but it's really crap. And it's like, it's got to be the same. So it's like bad Photoshop just to make it look and fill out that pattern, which is like so weird to do, but it's so charming and so kind of authentic. So yeah, we've got other stories. It's amazing how the packaging produces so many, almost more stories than the actual figure itself. So Klaatu was a fun one. It's the first one we did and realized that we had to make it bad.
Yeah. We had similar conversations on our 40th anniversary line last year, and me as the, you know, I'll say ignorant marketer, I'm like, we have the images, like, just blow them up. And it's like, well, no, the packaging is like, you know, it's not a perfectly to scale, so you got to crop it in different places and it would cut something out. So lots of conversations about the right way to do that by fans. So that is Klaatu, our first packaging.
And your nose is not in a massive bubble.
Yes.
So we've got the small, medium, large bubbles.
We figured out the bubbles.
Yes.
All of the conversations about vintage packaging and execution, we've had lots of meetings about those as well. So we're working hard to get after them all.
Time to get all your Star Wars news in a single file. Welcome to Making Tracks.
Our next one then, so this is, that was obviously, you know, classic character from the 80s. This is our Scarif Stormtrooper. So first time this packaging has ever been seen, and it looks like this. So you can see that movie still there from Rogue One, which Steve can tell you.
Well, you say it's a movie still. It's not actually a movie still.
I set that up very nicely.
Here's the thing. Like in the olden days, they were producing this figure. The Kenner was producing that figure as Jedi was being filmed. And it was a mad scramble to say, right, okay, we're doing this figure. What have you got of them? I need a picture. And they would go out on set and go, hey, you, just turn around and take the picture. Actually, that's Billy Dee Williams' son, I think. So, hey, Corey, turn around. And then they gave it to Kenner. Yeah. Similar with us, although much more secretive. So we're making this figure as Rogue One was still hadn't been released, I think, and we were still we didn't have movie film stills. So we have to kind of sometimes take set shots and studio shots and kind of comp them together, much like they did in the olden days. So there's this sort of truth of how we're doing it now, albeit 40 years later and so much more technologically advanced, but we're still kind of making things up because we're working in parallel. So it's kind of weird, but it's kind of charming.
Yeah, absolutely. So Scarif Stormtrooper. Mm-hmm. And then our final two packages, I assume this is, same thing. So our Leia Bush we talked about, this will be her packaging for Spring of 19.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Classic one. This is the only one that we can't actually take pictures of. It's hot off the presses from our production. It has a serial number there. Right. For IP security reasons, we can't do that. But I can, like, start my career as a hand model, basically, and get discovered. So that is our Leia Bush.
And on that one, you can see, you know, there was a very quick discussion about, oh, what size blisters does she have? And it was like, she better have that separate bubble for the helmet. You better make it look bad.
Yeah.
Like, make it look bad by making it look brilliant or the other way around. So so all the ones that harken back that have Kenner equivalents where the helmet is separate will match that as well, no matter how aesthetically odd it looks.
Yeah. And then our final one, obviously, Salt Marais.
Yes.
I keep putting like a French accent in there.
I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it.
Or you're the expert.
Salt. I don't know.
Salt Marais, there we go. This is what that packaging looks like right there. So classic. Classic.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
He is a big boy. So interesting story on this one. So this is, for those eagle-eyed amongst you, when we announced this with the barge campaign, we put out an image of that, and it was the wrong image. It had him like that rather than like that. So we kind of knew that, and the story behind it was couldn't find the original, didn't exist. Lucas archives couldn't find it. It's like, come on, it's obviously the same shot. He's like done that and then done that, couldn't find that one. So we searched high and low, and it got very annoying. But so in the end we had to take that one and digitally comp in that one, because it's like, I can't have him with his arm up. He's got to have his arm down. And luckily for us, it's kind of, he's a little wider, and the aspect crop is different from the Power of the Force and the Tri-Logo one, so we can kind of fudge it. Just going to be honest with you, it's not the right photo, but it is now. So it's those stories. That's what makes this so joyful.
It still looks good.
Yeah. Thank you. It's what makes it joyful.
It's your archaeology, isn't it?
Little stories. Each one of those has got a little story. Yeah. It's just images. It's brilliant.
Absolutely. Our vintage tour continues at our side table.
Yeah, just quickly, I mean, this is stuff we've probably already kind of seen before. You know, we've got the tank out there. I'm really happy with the response we're getting on the tank. The amount of level of detail that Marcus and the team have got into that, I'm really, really pleased with. It's wonderful. Wave 2 and 3 are hitting now, which is good. I'm glad to see them kind of getting out there a little bit more. At the Afra card is kind of cool. Afra's really neat. You know, we got the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. This kind of epitomizes what we try and do with exclusives. We try and get them out so they are exclusives, hence the name. But then we also allow, you know, we spread out the sort of the heart of what that exclusive is into mainline so it's available for other people. Unpunched for exclusives. I've said that before. That'll always be the case. But we do have to punch when we go to retail because we don't like little confetti around everywhere.
How did you determine the artwork to be used for Afra's card back? You know, not necessarily her, but the background imagery. Is that something you just grabbed from a comic?
This one actually was the graphics team kind of looked at the comics, found sort of key poses, and it's not an exact. I don't believe it's an exact replication of a frame, but it's just trying to capture the essence. It's okay. Like, okay, she's slightly kind of sassy. She's very confident. She's not going to be. She's cocky. She's like the sort of Indiana Jones of that. So it's like, what's her pose? What she should be? Ethnicity is kind of interesting because you get lots of different ethnicities within the comics. Lots of different variations on it. So the guys, the team love doing ones that are difficult. So sort of out of their comics and things. Or ones that aren't on film they like doing. Phasma was announced at Canada. Well, so, yeah. You know, kind of card back there. And there we are. So Vintage Collection kind of keeps motoring.
And last thing there on the tank. So I think as we've discovered with the barge campaign, like, you know, you guys love seeing the behind the scenes of kind of how the sausage is made. So also at the live stream tomorrow at 5 p.m., we'll be doing a deep dive. Steve will be into the tank. We're going to be bringing a show and tell, a lot of different kind of models.
Apart.
Exactly.
I might
Mark's
rip one apart.
Yeah. At home.
I want to rip one because no one wants to rip their own one apart.
Yeah.
There's so much detail hidden inside. We might just bust one open.
Exactly.
People might cry if you do that. You know that, right?
That's all right. I don't know.
There we go. So tune in there to see the behind the scenes of the barge, and then we'll have, later this fall, we'll have some more assets come in digitally that kind of show behind the scenes for some items.
Hi, this is Gareth Edwards, director of the best standalone Star Wars film since Caravan of Courage, called Rogue One. You're listening to Panther Tracks. Enjoy.
So that is our fan line for our adult and kid fans. But obviously we have a very vibrant kind of kid line as well with these fun toys. So we'll talk through those quickly as well. So right here we have our role play items. So role play is kind of the foundational to the Star Wars line. It's how most of us first kind of learned about Star Wars toys with these role play items, if it's kind of more recently, or those, the tissue paper ones from like the 80s, those late 70s? What was that, tissue paper?
Used paper toilet rolls.
Yeah, exactly, something like that. So we've come a bit of a way since then. So our Fall 18, these are out in market right now, premium kind of kid lightsabers, are these auto extension lightsabers. So obviously that flick to extend, you know, thing is cool, but I have always wanted to just stand there with my lightsaber and press it and have it extend, and that is what these do. So if you want to be Kylo Ren, I know, yeah, do not point this at anyone in your life.
Nice.
I know, exactly. Like, these are obviously more kid-targeted, but, like, even I, as a fan, like, I kind of want that. This is Force Effects to auto-extend. That's what we'll do in the future. So, Kylo Ren, and then, obviously, our Jedi version as well.
Yeah, I hear you just say we're going to do an auto-extend Force Effects.
We'll see how that works. Polycarbonate, I don't know. So, obviously, cool action. I've always been a little scared of these. So I did try it on my leg. It doesn't hurt that much. So so that's that. And then obviously masks as well. So, you know, we did the Chewbacca mask 3 years ago. Chewbacca Mom was great. So we thought, you know, we have to follow that up with a Yoda version. So, you know, I wish it's not out of packaging. I wish I could, if only we had one out of packaging that someone could
We need to put
this in. Oh, there we go. We picked the right hotel room.
I might have to wear it again.
Yeah, yeah. I want this to go viral.
I've got a long face.
If, if you post nothing.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
I love seeing Steve's mouth behind, like, with the teeth. That's great. You got to play it up more if you're going to come up.
My ear's almost as big as that. So he just can't. It's just stupidly, ridiculously brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, very interesting.
Walker's alive! Begone with him!
So that's our kid roleplay line, and Steve's going to talk to you about our resistance line.
My hair's going
to
get on this stuff. There we go. All right, so resistance, yeah. We just, this morning, we revealed on CNET.com our new resistance line. You know, it's coming out in the fall.
Spring.
I'm sorry, the TV show's coming out in the fall, and this will be coming out in the spring. Give it a few months to kind of bed in with the kids. Fun, high energy. We've got a group of heroes
working for the Resistance, trying to find out more about this sort of fledgling First Order, and equally the First Order finding out about the Resistance. You know, Leia's in it, Poe's in it. Going to be a really kind of great fun show. So we have some characters there. We have Kaz, we have Commander Pye, which is a beautiful gold trooper who can resist. Toradosa, we have Major Von Reg, we have Sinara, we have Jaeger, we have a trooper, and then we've got Poe, little BB-8. All in this kind of like, kind of cel-shaded, anime-inspired look, which is kind of really cool.
What's her name, Sinara?
Sinara, yeah. Sinara San, I want to say that. Sinara, definitely. So they all come, a lot of them come with helmets. No banana visors here, you know, I promise that. But where we've got like Toro has the buns, and you can't touch the buns in Star Wars, they have to stay. We've got a pop-off head, so you can actually swap out her head, so she's actually got a full helmet with face in there as well. Bucket is incredible. I think, unless they glued it, this little helmet comes off, I think. And just in terms of when we saw that design, we were like, oh great, how are we going to make that? Talk about undercuts. So cool, just good fun. It's nice to see the sort of Star Wars lore going out to kind of kids of all ages, and so there we are.
Are Jaeger and Bucket and Poe and BB-8 Twin Packs?
Yes, they are. Yes. Yes. Good call. Yes, they are. Little two packs there. So there we are.
Absolutely.
Resistance.
And over at this side of the room.
And talking of cute and squidgy, we've got our Microforce. I'm sure you've already seen these. So Microforces are sort of frivolous, irreverent kind of Star Wars line. We've got over 50 little figures out at the moment. We've got vehicles that are launched as well. And seeing as we're coming towards the end of the year, how time flies, Advent calendar. So Advent calendar is hitting the stores now. I've seen them on the Instagram, so people are finding them. So 24 windows, obviously. You get little stickers. You get little kind of cute little Christmassy one, a little pork with a Santa hat on. I mean, who can resist? Who can resist?
And thus, sales guaranteed.
There you go. It folds down to make it like a display area. So, good fun. There we go. That's that.
I like that.
And then last but not least, just to remind you for the holiday season, everyone, I want to see lots of Chewies under the tree.
Oh my God.
So we've got our little co-pilot Chewie. Has 100 phrases.
Phrases.
Yeah, everyone's a word. There we go, you can fly him around. You can kind of tickle him. Does he tickle?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has an accelerometer in him, so he's... Yeah.
And then...
See if this works.
As we're talking about nurseries all day today.
Your dad feels...
Did he actually shut his eyes? He shut his eyes.
Yeah.
It's like 22.
He'll eventually go to sleep. Is that how you get your kids to sleep?
Shut your mouth.
There you go.
Here we go. Are you going? I think he's gone.
You killed him.
Oh, you get angry. So there we have co-pilot Chewie.
Very angry that you dropped him.
Yeah.
Is that including the new sound files from Solo? Because they're recording new Wookiee sounds, isn't they?
They're not specific to Solo, I don't believe.
I don't believe...
In addition to what Bobby did way back when.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know, because we did get new sounds. I don't know whether that found its way into it.
Can we tell if they did?
He's trying to tell you.
Good point. Yes, they do. I dare anyone to figure out otherwise. I think the last thing we would say is, again, we do have kind of multiple touch... I know, right? We do have multiple touch points throughout the weekend, so we do have our live stream tomorrow, where we'll be, as mentioned, talking about the archive packaging, the behind the scenes for the tank, and then we've got some new reveals there. So if you want to see the new items, 5 o'clock tomorrow on sci-fi.com, and then our panel on Sunday, 1:15 at the Javits. Barge new exclusive updates, and then many more reveals there. So hope to see you there.
So I know Hasbro have got a presence at everything, because you've got the European exclusive.
Sorry, yes.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely,
I will be there for.
Yeah, sorry, Hasbro has a presence, yeah.
So you, I don't know if we'll be there or not. Bring that down. You've got Paul Bettany.
Bettany's there, that's right.
Oh, interesting.
He's just been announced.
Oh, that's cool.
You saw the videos we did when we gave Veers to Junior.
Yes, I did.
That was
D. D was choked up.
Keto-sighted to D, that's right.
No one's ever seen D lost for words.
No, I was going to say, that was great. Thanks for sharing that with me. That's wicked.
Yeah, no, you're right. Hasbro does have a presence. But I think the first time we have. So, again, kind of like we were saying earlier, like, it was just obvious that we've got fans all over the world, and so we're working with our markets to do that.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people are now going to MCM just to get the exclusive.
Yeah,
yeah, it's gone down really well.
Yeah,
good.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, we did a panel at MCM last year. That's where we, it was very last minute, but that's where we ended up revealing our Porgs, the Black Series 6-inch Porgs.
Yeah.
European release still going ahead?
We haven't, don't have any details at this moment, but we will be allowing a limited number rest of the world in the spring.
Specific location it will go to, or has
Russia? Can't say.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't say, but there is, it will happen.
And similar time to the US release?
Yeah, it'll be spring 19.
Excellent. Oh,
yeah. Spring 19. There will be limited, and it's limited numbers.
Oh, right,
we will. Julian, we've said we will, and we will.
And similar price point?
I don't know the actual price point, to be perfectly honest. We're still working on it.
I think in the UK there was a market of put them on the store, kids will buy them.
Yeah.
And actually it's the collectors that are really clamoring for them.
Yeah.
And of course you can't get a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
So it created this circle of angst where there's all the peg warmers, the collectors have got this, versus, but I can't get the whole range.
Yeah.
But you're sensing a real change. I know a lot of the
that's good to hear.
Online retailers are talking to Hasbro UK.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Because that's at the end of it. It is how the figures we do are the figures we do, and they're the solid packs, right? Mm. Correct? That's saying you can get them in solid packs.
Which is it makes a huge difference.
It's like how the retailers order.
Yeah.
So as the retailers educate themselves in terms of what the consumer is and how they get the right stuff in the right place, that's good. That makes me happy.
The reason I was out there last fall, the panel came together last minute. We were actually doing our first ever EU fan summit.
Yep.
So all of the markets came to London, and kind of the global teams flew out there. And so we all met, and we heard, what are your challenges? How can we help you overcome them? So we're having those conversations.
And they're sharing that it's the first time they've been in an environment where they can say this is what we're trying to do.
Yeah. So I have no doubt that in 5 years it'll be better.
Yeah.
It's just it's always a
process. Market's changed, I don't think. You've got to
But of course I've got to ask is when the archive Zuvio's coming out.
Oh yeah, Zuvio's got to be done.
That's my focus.
Celebration exclusive. Celebration exclusive.
Have you not heard this? I've got 253.75.
That's not counting the Black Series.
I've got 25 Black Series.
My brother, Zuvio, I love him.
Oh,
I was going to say, he probably won't come out in archive. You can probably still go and find him somewhere.
Try and get him in the UK. I've got them all.
And no matter what anyone tells you, he is in the movie.
He is the star of the film.
He is in the movie. You see it. They run, Finn and Ray run past him and turn something off.
Three frames.
It's so funny, that's a background alien, right? If we hadn't done a figure of him, he would have been yak face.
Don't say that.
This is what I love about the stories of that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely the best character in the film.
They've realised he's become this cult mysterious.
Yeah.
He's our spirit animal.
But they don't know who played him.
Don't they?
No. Just some fellow on set on that.
It was an extra.
Brilliant.
That they dressed up in.
That's cool.
Really?
He is good. He's in my memory shot. It was all my memory shot.
Yeah. There's about five people who are trying to track him down from the creature shop, but they're like, no, all evidence suggests it was...
Just a dinosaur. We need to find him. There's your challenge, find him.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Where we're on.
That's a great one to say. Who is Zuvio?
Who's Zuvio? The thing is, whoever did it, they know.
They must know.
He's missing out on millions in convention appearances.
Exactly.
A lot of money on the table.
Yeah. Black Series figures.
That's right, they now seem to have a 1995 price point.
Which is different than it used to be, right?
Better and much
better. Exactly. So that...
Standard Black Series could go for up to 40 quid online.
You're seeing 1995
now. Good. So that was literally one of our topics of conversation last year. So we're getting some of this stuff there, but
But all the retailers are saying the next wave will be.
Okay.
And I think Piet has come in at 1995.
Yeah. So... making progress.
Yeah, good.
Thank you guys so much.
Fantastic.
It was great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Good to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you.